Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Friday, December 20. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul on with me, and also financial guru, Jeff. And with that said, welcome, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
And Paul, I'm going to let you lead. Where are we going today with the show?
We have a lot of territory to cover, and we've got to keep it under 50 minutes. So I'm just going to start off by saying the world runs on deception. And we are challenged in our positions because we have to rely on sometimes primary source intelligence, sometimes secondary source intelligence, sometimes tertiary source intelligence. And to further muddy things, we are living in a world where there is a double cross and a triple cross and a quadruple cross at the top and on the layers between. So I'm just going to start off with an example. Right now, supposedly, the military, according to my tertiary intelligence, is no longer working with the CIA. So we have not only a divided country between supposed left and supposed right, but we have a divided military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to turn that now to you, Stu. I have some connecting points that I'm guessing you and Joffrey are going to make, so I'm going to hold on to them. Stu, what do you think about what I've just said? We've got intelligence that we can't know how accurate it is, but I am suggesting that the military-industrial complex might be divided. And, in fact, maybe Chinese silos or where Chinese troops stationed in Canada and in North America to invade and to ensure a Biden presidency are now being hit with bunker busters and weapons to eradicate them from their. Of course, I have no way of vetting that intelligence, but Stu, you're a little bit closer to the intelligence community, maybe only one step removed. What do you think about what's happening? It all seems surreal to me.
Loose lips sink ships to some degree, as it's been told to me. I'm aware Sidney Powell will take the election to the Supreme Court. It will end up there. It will be Donald Trump will become the president again, legally. I'm hearing that there will be a military tribunal for treason, sedition pertaining to voting fraud, which means under the Resurrection Act, somebody's going to get shot or hung for what they've done. Now, we know, because I did a trail on Dominion, it's up on my website on Breaking News, I did the IP trail, they call it, spent 5 hours. It all goes to Cogent Co. and it goes to the phone company that's the United States government's phone company and internet company. But it's owned by private Israeli people, which is a form of espionage, which shouldn't be going on, and the Israelis are hooked up to it. So who do I think might have been behind it? A combination. We have to look at all the people involved in Dominion, going back to Brownstein in Denver, the APEC director foreman, who was part of the Iran-Contra craft with Hilda Beast, and sat on the board of directors of Silverado. He formed it. You have to look at now the ownership. Now, in the top, I have not completed my report yet on Dominion because there's a lot I've found. But in the 60-some-odd records, it's Colorado, Secretary of State's office online. I saved everything. I got to make a report. So up on my website, it says President Trump, Stu Webb demands grand jury on the breaking news. Click on that, and you'll see where it says Dominion, and you also see a picture of it when it was incorporated, and you also see a document who currently is in control of it at an address. You run the address, and guess what comes up? Walton Family Trust, the Waltons, Sam's Club, Walmart, part of Iran-Contra drug money. They were all proffered up with Milman Silverado money and Daddy Bush and Clinton laundering or moving the drugs through Arkansas. everybody. Now, here's the Chinese thing that people do not understand. I name certain people for a reason. During Iran-Contra, which still goes on today, drugs for guns and weapons, with Daddy Bush and his whole dirty crowd involved in the CIA and E-Systems of Dallas. But when Hildebeest was in Arkansas, the first lesbo, like Bill Clinton was the governor, the first lesbo was working at the Rose Law Firm, setting up foreign trusts, folks. Patrick Fung, Chinese intelligence, who's involved in this whole fiasco that they're blaming China on, Patrick Fung is the lead agent. There was a group called the LIPPO, L-I-P-P-O group of Little Rock, Arkansas, also known as Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, that laundered their drug money into BCCI. But Patrick Fung played two roles. One was to bring heroin or whatever it was, cocaine, out of China into the United States for Daddy Bush and the Clintons. The other part of the Chinese connection was they were getting secrets, secret intelligence, everything they wanted. And Daddy Bush was selling it to them. Now, the same Patrick Fung set up these trusts in China and passed them where they could be put into the LIPPO group's hands, the trust to the Rose Law Firm, and then Hillary passed them to Norman Brownstein, who set these trusts up. Now, if you go in and look at, 1997, I forgot the name of it, it was a big one, fell, and it ended up in the Chinese hands at the time that owned the Panama Canal. That's Daddy Bush's trust. Now, Brownstein sets up these trusts, or Hildebeest and Fung, Chinese trust, to hide their identity. The amount of ownership with Patrick Wu, W, is how he spells his name, or W-Y. He hangs out in Dallas. He's one of the 12 disciples of Satan. But the people remember the Clintons. Remember old Pritchard wrote a book about him. And a straight-up book. I mean, believe me, he had a lot of intelligence coming from Bill McCoy and Terry Reed and a whole bunch of other people. But he wrote a book. Remember the Chinese Lincoln bedroom scandal during the 1990s with the Clintons? Contributions in exchange for secrets or whatever, supposedly. He slept in the Lincoln bedroom, Patrick Fung. Patrick Fung is in the middle of Dominion software scandal. I guarantee you. I got tracks on him. It's a LIPPO group. It's the same people, folks. The overthrow of the United States, the same people. Now, I hear from former prosecutors, different ones, Stu, just sit back and do your shows and keep putting it out there and let the people know. But Donald Trump is not going to be leaving office on the 20th. And I know one thing. I've heard from too many people right here personally in Kansas City that I've had to be around lately for different reasons. And they're telling me, Stu, on the 20th, if they think they throw Trump out of the White House, we're going to go create a bloodbath in Washington, D.C., and here in the states, and we're going to wipe out all politicians. I'm hearing that. Where it goes, Paul, I don't know, but I'm hearing another thing. He fired the head of the military that did not take order to go in and put down the protesters, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, declared as terrorists, did not put them down in Portland or in Washington, either one. He didn't follow the order. Oh, that's unconstitutional. I'm not going to follow that order, says the Secretary of Defense. He got fired after the election, folks. And his two assistants that didn't take the order got fired. And he replaced them two patriotic Americans. One is bringing the troops home from the Middle East right now, making all the arrangements to do so. The other one was on the Judiciary Committee and was the assistant, either Nunes or DeSantis. He's an attorney, former military, and he was the one that was up there. If you remember, they were drilling Strzoks, the CIA agent working over at the FBI, doing the fake dossier along with McCabe and Comey and all of them. He now has that guy up there on the judiciary. The judiciary character as an assistant secretary of defense. I hear he's going to be running the military tribunal for treason and sedition. I'll leave it at that, Paul.
Joffrey, before I move to you, I want to just take Stu's example of Chinese involvement back about 400 plus years. The Chinese and the Europeans began working together way back in the 1600s. I know that sounds significant because it is. And you would start with a Jesuit, a supreme Jesuit named Matteo Ricci. And if you want to know who Mao was and who Chou En Lai was, and this is when the Chinese and the European American New World Order began working together in complete earnest. Obviously, Mao was in on World War II. He was told to go to the mountains and kill people, and that kept him out of World War II. But you start with Matteo Ricci, and that's what leads you to Patrick Fong and Patrick Wu, meaning that this thing is a global conspiracy, and it runs deep. There is a global deep state, and I believe the nexus is a Jesuit nexus, and definitely the answer to Satan. Now, a lot of people that aren't familiar with the Bible are going to say, oh, that couldn't be true, that couldn't be possible. But anyway, Joffrey, what do you make of the intelligence that we're getting that the Chinese have 750, three-quarter million troops that were ready to come in and be UN and invading soldiers to ensure that Joe Biden became president? What do you make of that type of intelligence and that our military struck them with bunker busters and moreover suffered a casualty with one of the F-16s that was sliced in half by a particle beam weapon? What do you know? What do you think? I think we don't have Jeffrey.
Jeff, are you still there?
Am I here? You hear me?
Yes. Well, I asked the question. We can hear you now.
Yeah, I did hear the question. Yeah, you both had some incredible talking points that Stu brought up on the logistics side of where Trump stands with things, all with where we are with potential quiet war. You know, now remember Trump saying we have an invisible enemy. We are in a storm. He's made these comments. That storm could go back to even trading tit for tat with direct energy weapons with Chinese pharmaceutical companies that were, a few of those were decimated and the engines on the vehicles were melted. The alloy was basically pudding on some of the vehicles outside of that pharmaceutical plant. So then you have Texas that apparently a refinery gets hit and blows up. Now this has been ongoing. So is this thing progressing? Is there a war behind the scenes that none of us see it? It appears to be that way, where we're not visibly seeing what's happening, but plenty's going on behind the scenes. And that's consternation, and that's where we sit back and say, my gosh, we heard about this, we heard about that. Is this happening or is it not happening? Going back to Stu real quick, you know, you've got a dividing line now where some of these states are saying, hey, we're on board with this lawsuit. Now we're up to 18 states. And now you've got the attorney generals from those states that are dissenting, so to speak, lining up their side, and you're seeing divisions being drawn. So you're seeing lines being drawn in the sand here domestically. You're hearing of potential rifts, quiet mini wars taking place globally. You've got a real mix here, don't you? I mean, what direction do you turn, and what do you believe? And
should we drag Joe into this conversation? Should we drag Joe? Hang on.
Yes. It is giving me a little bit of whiplash going back.
Okay, we got Joe on. Joe, how are you today?
Okay.
Okay, hang with us. I got Paul on and Jeff on. Tell them what we're discussing, Paul.
Joel, we are trying to make sense of what seems to be competing narratives, but I think where we're at right now is some intelligence suggests that there are Chinese troops embedded all across North America on Canadian soil and on American soil, and that our military has struck their positions, and they were located where they were because the Biden presidency needs UN forces to ensure his coronation or his inauguration. And then we have another angle that suggests that there is a fissure, a tear between the Department of Defense and the CIA, and they're no longer working together. So you have confusion amongst the American military and the CIA. And then we have constant disinformation or silence. And so what Joffrey and Stu and I are trying to make sense of is what is true, what is possible, what is likely true, what is false. And we thought you might be a guy that could come in and maybe make some sense of all of this.
Well, because I grew up in El Paso. El Paso is the largest military base in the United States. It's called Fort Bliss. And I used to go hunting up and down the Rio Grande River. So I have a little bit of an understanding of the terrain down there. Always, for many years now, the Chinese have been embedded in Mexico. You got to remember that if you work for a construction firm, and it's a Chinese firm, you are a member of the Chinese military. And there's where the misunderstanding, if you want to call it that, comes in. Yes, there is lots of Chinese troops in Mexico, but you have to put a caveat on that. They are also members of a Chinese construction firm. So there gets to be a little bit of a confusion because you have Chinese companies building the infrastructure of what they want to do is called the North American Union. And they want to have four big roads that come in north and south all the way from Guadalajara. There's a big port there where the Chinese built it, where they bring in the products into Mexico. They ship it up to the United States and Canada. So part of that buildup of that infrastructure are Chinese construction firms, and if you are a member of a Chinese construction firm, you are a member of the Chinese military.
Wowzer.
Now, I had explained earlier about the Lippel Group and the connection there with Hill of East and Trust and so forth. It was Global Crossing. It was the one, Jeff, you probably remember, Rick Latson. That was, yep, Brownstein on the board of directors. And then they sell the company out of bankruptcy, pennies on the dollar, trading stock for a little bit of the company they sold it to, which owned the Panama Canal. That was after Noriega was raided because of Bill Barr and Daddy Bush at the time, illegally raiding it because they nationalized two hotels there. One of them was a Hilton belonged to Daddy Bush. The other was a Hilton that belonged to my ex-witch doctor's father, Leonard Millman. Now, after